Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Greg Johnston. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth, the DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, John Poff. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Vic Harris. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sofield. Poff moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poff scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive to right field. Powell throws towards Smalley. Smalley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smalley. Gantner moves to third. Harris moves to second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner scores. Harris moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poff hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Veselick now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to third. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Poff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Castano races over to make the catch. There goes Gantner. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5. And the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano bunts towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Sal Butera. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Castano. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Mike Kinnunen now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.